Hi, I'm Daniel, I'm a sleep physician, and if you have insomnia, this channel is for you. Did you have those existential questions as a teenager? Did you wonder about the purpose of life or where the universe ends? Did you figure it out or that it was unfigure-outable? In this episode, we're going to talk about how we can use these insights to sleep amazing. Hey there, hope you're doing amazing today. It is Tuesday and on my way back home from work, I was thinking about what we're going to talk about today. And I realized I hadn't done this video that, I thought I did. I think it's a really helpful one. We're going to talk about existential questions and how they can help us or the process of kind of dealing with them can help you sleep better. So I'm sure a lot of you can relate to the existential questions that so many of us have as we are growing up. You know, myself, like I think that age from like 14, 15, 16, 17, etc., you know, spent a good amount of time thinking about like, you know, what's the purpose of life? You know, what happens after we die? You know, what happens, you know, what's the outer boundaries of the universe, and you know, and things of that nature, you know, kind of internally, you know, thinking about it, talking to friends, etc. And then, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was reflecting upon this and upon the fact that it's not that as an adult, you figure it out. It's not like you realize that's it. And then, you solve the riddle, if you will. It's more that you realize that you can't really figure it out. And you accept that, and you can be equally happy, you know, knowing that it's I cannot figure it out. It's unfigure out a bull. And for some people, I think for myself, having that those existential questions, talking to people was mostly a positive. But for some people, it can be a negative. It can be like a source of, you know, teenage angst and frustration. Now, so how does it, what does this have to do with sleep? Well, here's the thing. A lot of people, maybe you have done this, spend a lot of time trying to figure out why they can't sleep. And this could be just like kind of internal, like thinking, reading up, talking to people, and just trying to get to the bottom of it. Like, why is it I can't fall asleep? Why is it I can't stay asleep? What's going on? Sometimes, you know, the answer is obvious. You know, that's when, you know, I have so much stress in my life. It's work stress. That's why I can't sleep. That's, you know, this doesn't apply so much to you. You know, if you know what it is, well, that's good. You know, that's something, at least you kind of pinpointed it, and you can work on that. But for a lot of people, it is not obvious, you know, and it can be confusing because you can have ideas about what is causing it. And that can lead to like theories and attempts at, you know, experiments, etc., that often leaves you more confused and then leads you to a point of like spending even more time trying to figure out what's going on. I think for the most part, it's just like those existential questions. It is impossible to figure it out. So instead of trying to figure it out, accepting that it is unfigure-outable can lead you to a really good place. It can lead you to a place of, you know, not thinking about sleep, not spending time trying to figure it out. And then that leads to less preoccupation, less worry, less experimentation and confusion, and sleeping better. And just as you can get to a point, I think where most adults are, where you realize I abandoned the attempt at trying to solve these existential questions, and I'm happy. You know, I didn't solve them. I didn't figure it out. I kind of abandoned the search or abandoned the process of trying to figure it out, and you move on. So I think this is a really good approach to somebody that's struggling to find out why they have insomnia, why you have insomnia, perhaps, instead of trying to figure it out, accept that it is unfigure-outable, and just move forward. I think that's a really good strategy. If you're wondering though, like, well, is it really unfigure-outable? Not really. In my opinion, it's all about hyperarousal and, you know, the gas and the brake, which I always talk about here. But the more important point here is that, you know, abandoning the search, abandoning the attempts at trying to figure it out is a really, really powerful and important step towards sleeping better. I hope this analogy was helpful to anyone that's tuning in. And as always, if you have a question, please leave a comment or send me an email, daniel@insomniainsight.co, and I will reply either Thursday or Monday. I'm doing these reply videos every Monday and Thursday now. So with this said, hope you have a really nice day, morning, evening, whatever it is where you are at. And thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.